5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get all the eggs.
The Easter egg hunt at the governor's mansion was more like an Easter egg scramble, as kids collected thousands of eggs all over the lawn of Governor Rick Scott's home.
I had to call her off.
It's the third annual egg hunt that the governor and his wife, Ann, have hosted. Normally, they've hosted children in foster care and children whose parents serve in the Florida National Guard. But this year, children with disabilities also got a chance to get involved in the Easter egg fun, and everyone got a chance to meet and shake hands with Governor Scott.
Hi, Brandon. How old are you?
14.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Glad you're here. Now, is this your brother?
Yes.
What's his name?
Javier,
that's a great name.
As you can see, he's walking the grounds, interviewing the kids and talking to the families. And that just makes it a special time for everybody.
Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary David Wilkins says he's grateful to the governor to open his house and personally engage with all the children. He says while it's also a fun time for the kids, this event also puts a spotlight on all these families.
Well, in addition to honoring military families and children with disabilities and foster families, you know, we're also always recruiting more people to try to help in our cause. You know, we need more families to adopt our children, to take up the role of foster parenting, and to help those children with special needs.
And Heather Rosenberg agrees. She's a mother of three who's both an adoptive and foster parent. She says the Easter egg hunt is also a great opportunity to humanize these kids.
And for them to be present and visible and thought of, because when they're not, people tend, to forget about them and don't realize, you know, that they are their children. There's nothing different about any of our kids than there are of any other kid that's walking down the street. So putting that face on our children and showing what our families look like and all the things that we do and how normal we are, I think that's important.
But she says the event was also a great way to have fun, as her eldest child, a 3-year-old, did when he took part in the hunt.
He was having a blast. A couple of our friends were here, so he got to meet up with his friends, and he's terrified of the Easter Bunny, so he didn't go see the Easter Bunny, but I think he stole an egg out of just about everybody's basket.
And for both Governor Rick Scott and his wife Ann, they say the fun did not stop at the egg hunt.
We've got lots of activities, pictures with the Easter Bunny, reading books to them about the Easter Bunny, just having a great time.
We all remember growing up. I like those little peeps, is that what they're called?
Peeps.
Yeah, peeps. I always liked those. And now, of course, how excited we were Sunday morning when the Easter Bunny came to our houses.
And that Easter Sunday morning will soon be upon us, March 31st. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.